What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have that dump button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
What's happening, everybody? Episode number 31 of Unkillable. Been a minute, but we are digging in for the long run here. So you're going to be seeing a lot of these and a lot of me. And hopefully it is all good. You know, it's funny. I just got off the air WFAN. And one of the things I really talked about with the Yankees is their lack of culture. You know, and it's such a hard word to really describe. We throw it out there all the time. That culture, 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 culture. How do you actually get there? Well, I think the first way you get there is you start with accountability. That's without accountability, you have no culture. So rather than running through, I'm not going to really run through the first preseason game, although I did like what I saw. I'll pull a couple of things from there. This is more bigger picture. And how about just for once a buttoned up offseason? Well, isn't it nice? Isn't it phenomenal to just kind of sit back and not worry about what's Aaron going to say with McAfee, or what star are they going to chase? What receiver might they go out there and get? It has been quiet, which tells me that the seeds of culture have been planted. And then you tune in and you guys follow the clips and you read the articles. And obviously everybody who's piped in that you follow, it has been a hard hitting camp. I mean, they've been hitting from day one. And listen, I don't know how else to say it. Aaron Glenn ain't fucking around. I mean, Aaron Glenn is not here to fuck around at all. And the thing about the Jets, and we know this for years, is that they didn't have an adult coach in them, all right? Robert Saleh was a handholder. He was soft. He looked like Tarzan. He coached like Jane. You're getting the complete antithesis with Aaron Glenn, a guy who's been there, a guy who's done it, a guy who's been on the Parcells and some other really good staff, most recently Dan Campbell. So he knows what he's looking for. And the first thing that he's looking for, aside from style of play, is if you do something stupid, and by stupid, I mean like selfish, like, all right, I know I'm 2 feet out of bounds. Let me just jack this guy up anyway, because it's going to deliver like a bone jarring hit to make a highlight. He ain't putting up with that shit. I mean, I saw him light up more guys in one preseason game than Robert Saleh or Adam Gase before did in their entire Jets tenure. I mean, how refreshing is this? So now you can start to see it coming together. And I've been saying, even though I haven't done a pod in a while, and that's obviously going to change, we're all systems go. Leading up to week one with the Steelers, the post-game reactions, it is on. It is officially go time. But one thing that I've said really on the fan when it's come up with the Jets here is that, to me, I think this was going back a while ago, that it's going to be very, very identifiable what their identity is going to be. And their identity is going to be, they're going to line it up and they're going to look to run the football 30, 31, 32 times a game. Now, they did it 40 against the Packers. All right, Fields didn't play that much. You get some backups, whatever. But the way you've got to start building that tenacity and in the trenches, because without the trenches, you got nothing, is you've got to give the guys up front like a green light to just go and mash people. And, you know, if you're 320, you know, you don't want to just like drop back in coverage and have to, you know, dance around and, you know, you're going to have to do it sometimes, obviously, but you don't want to have to play that way all the time. When you've got some guy coming off the edge who's running a 4.440, who's bending down, touching the ground, that is going to get by you because you're just bigger and a little slower. These big guys, I don't care if it's Brick, I don't care if it's Mangold, I don't care if it's Willie Colon, I don't care if it's, you know, Alan Fatica, it doesn't matter who it was from back in the day, Kevin Mawai, they want to put those big fat hands in the dirt and they want to just shove their helmets down your chest and they want to beat the shit out of you. And that's how you start. So how does the culture start? The culture shift, the culture change, or the culture development, however you want to, because there was no culture. So I guess it's more culture. You're not going to change. If there was no culture, it's not a change, it's a development. How is a culture born? It's by giving the guys up front the green light to go and hurt people. And now the identity just becomes a little more understood. We're here to bang. We're here to push you back, and we're here to fight for four quarters. Now, listen, I obviously understand that there's going to be some games, although the Jets defense should be really good as well. There's going to be some games where something wacky happens. Hell, it could happen week one against the Steelers, and then they have to abandon the run a bit, and the pass and the run is more even than I believe that they want it to be this season. You know, opening kick, you fumble it. The other team gets a quick score, then you go three and out, and then they, you know, then there's a penalty downfield, short field, touchdown, boom, you look up, it's 14-0. And then, you know, maybe you don't get anything cooking on offense, and it's 14-3, 17-3, 27-7. Then that's a totally different script. But when the Jets come out of the tunnel, they're looking to run it, and they got the horses to do it. Like, the Jets' offensive line, to me, it's just so interesting. They've got, number one, they're young. Number two, they're all highly rated. You know, really, even Simpson from the Ravens, who they acquired last year, is a winner from a winning franchise and just a mean guy who wants to play, you know, some dirty football. You know, you look at Olu, you look at the kid they drafted this year, Tippmann, like, now you got a chance to gel a little bit, right? And so I look at this and I'm saying, well, how are the Jets going to divvy up their 30-ish to 35 carries, you know, of the 17 games, let's say two or three get away from them early, but the other 13 or 14, they could really impose their will and they can remain married to their play sheet. Well, the way you do that, and you can just see it there. I mean, Braylon Allen, first of all, he is what an interesting player. Obviously, Breece Hall is very talented. And, you know, you come out and those guys between those, and even their third running back, they're probably going to get, you know, 24 to 25 carries between them around. And then you mix in Justin Fields and you mix in design runs. You mix in scrambles when the pocket breaks down in a passing situation. And you look up and all of a sudden you've got the 30 runs. And when you have the 30 runs, what happens? Tick, tick, as Chris Berman would say, tick, 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 tick. The clock is dropping and you're on the field from an offensive perspective for a good, you know, instead of 25 minutes or 26, now it's more in your favor. Now it tilts like 36, 37, 38. And now it gives the defense a chance to, you know, be well-rested and attack. And the Jets, they've had some good defensive players and they've had some good defenses over the years, but I don't care how good you are, you're going to wear down when you're always playing from behind, you know? So I really don't take a whole lot from preseason. So this is not reacting to a 20-point win, although I love what I saw. On the Justin Fields 14-yard touchdown run, you can see the running back selling it in the back of the end zone with his hands up, all right? So that was that a linebacker, whomever was on him, corner, safety, linebacker, whatever, they can't say, all right, this is a run, I can leave him, because the threat of the pass was there because it sold it so well. So to me, that is a detail that has already been preached. I mean, it really is. God, it's pathetic when you think about how many Sundays we woke up over the last basically 14 years, encompassing multiple coaches and multiple quarterbacks and multiple coordinators and multiple styles. And, you know, when you're like, you're sitting there with your buddies, like if you had a football conversation, like, hey, how are we going to try to win today? I don't know. I have no idea. Are we going to let Aaron Rodgers fling it 35 to 40 times? Yeah, maybe. Sounds possible. With no movement, which is something else you saw. You see a lot of pre-snap stuff. You see the fullback. The Niners have done this for years. Good teams generally have everybody as an option, whereas the Jets basically limited themselves because what they presented to the opposition, it wasn't believable. So focus on Garrett, focus on the pass rush. That's it. And, you know, because the O-line's been problematic for a while and because the Jets really very rarely had leads to kind of work their run in, it's like, all right, let's run it. All right, 2 yards, second and eight. Let's throw it. You can see, and again, without overreacting to one game against the Packers in early August, but you can see that there's going to be a lot of, you know, first and 10 from their own 25, run, boom, 5 yards up the gut, 6 yards off tackle, getting in space, getting to the second level, getting to the third level. And when you do that, now the entire playbook is open. But of all the stuff, honestly, when you look at the start of the Aaron Glenn era, it has been buttoned up. It has been one of very direct messaging. You suddenly don't see, like, you know, Sauce and some of these other Jets popping off with bullshit on social media, because I guarantee it was impressed upon them immediately. Keep it in house. Don't be a knucklehead. You know, we don't need to tell the world what we're thinking. Be a big boy. And that is from Parcells. And it's going to be fun to watch, man. He is going to be fiery. And again, he is just not playing around. And early on, and the other thing about Aaron, too, like, not every 15-yard penalty is the same, because there are penalties that are committed out of either stupidity, meaning you just don't see what's there, or you didn't study film, and that's inexcusable. That's one problem. Or selfishness, and I'm trying to make a name for myself, and I'm trying to sell out and deliver a big pop and make myself look good because my team sucks and I want to get paid and I want to get some traction around the NFL and on social media. Like, those are the penalties where you will be benched. You will leave the field. There will be direct repercussions. And think about this, guys. Like, back to the Yankee conversation that I mentioned to start the pod here. Like, in the last, so I was on vacation this past week, obviously, but, you know, right before I went on vacation, Austin Wells just wanders off a base, has no idea how many outs there are. What's the penalty? There was none. He stayed in the game, and he's basically been playing. You know, I know he splits a little bit of time with Rice, whatever, lefty-lefty, matchup stuff, matchup-driven analytical stuff. But there was no pointing to, like, hey, this is so utterly substandard because your head was not in the game that you're not playing. You're going to watch now. And Jazz Chisholm, he's on second base. There's a pop-up to second. Wanders off. Where the fuck are you going? Where do you think you're going? It's the height of idiocy. And then after the game, if you recall, if you're a big Yankee fan, what did Jazz do? He doubled down. He said, yeah, I'd do it again. So that's fantastic. So basically you're a dope twice. We gave you a chance to say, my bad, I misread it. No, I'd do it again. Fantastic. So the next time that happens, like whatever the equivalent of a dumb football play would be, like that, I can promise you, it's not going to happen with as much prevalence, because there will be harsh repercussions. Like, that's the theme, repercussions. Because without repercussions, there's no culture. Without any fear of something negative happening to me, whether you're a child with your parents or in school with your teacher or principal or in the workforce or with law enforcement, if you're not aware of what can happen to you, if you aren't buttoned up and locked in and abide by, I don't want to make it too serious, the law, but adhere to the rules, Well, now you understand. If you do understand that stuff, you know, all right, I'm getting one chance at this here. And I think that that's so abundantly clear what Aaron Glenn is bringing to the table. You know, no cute cliches, no bullshit, just direct messaging, accountability, forcefulness, excitement when something good happens. And, you know, it's different because Aaron Glenn played. Now, these players, I'm old enough to have watched Aaron Glenn. Not only was he a terrific corner, he was an outstanding return man for a couple of years. So, like, Aaron Glenn was an outstanding football player, outstanding. So not only does he have credentials as a coach, but, you know, these young players, y'all just go to YouTube, pop in Aaron Glenn. How about that? I remember like it was yesterday, 99, maybe it was even 100. I think it was 99 yards, pick six off Dan Marino down in Miami, 95, 96, whatever it was. You know, that's Dan Marino taking him to the house, or, you know, myriad other things. He had 108 yard kickoff return. They tried a long field goal that was against the Colts. And I think this was 98 and it was short. And he returned it, and he took it all the way back to the house, 108 yards. Like, the man knows detail. He is detail-oriented. And he's just coming with a different vibe. He's coming with a different level of expectation. And it is just, like, I can't say it enough. Like, I watched that game, and I listened to all the post-practice accounts from him. And it wasn't a direct knock at Saleh. Like, I don't think certain players, like Garrett Wilson was one, Quinnen Williams was another. I think Sauce may have been one as well. But you had, like, the first or second day of camp, even really going back to OTAs, you had multiple prominent Jets telling us how different it was. And, again, I think they like Robert Saleh. I think that Robert Saleh is a really easy guy to like. Shit, who would like somebody who lets you get away with everything? With no penalty. That's why Rodgers is like, I'm not feeling this guy. No, because Rodgers is one of accountability as well. Even if he's got his quirks, whatever, even if you're not a big Rodgers fan, you'd have to grant me that. So.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was bullish on, you know, like when the Jets and the Giants would come up during the, you know, early part of spring, certainly around the draft. Again, this is not some bold proclamation, but you got to start somewhere. I was bullish on both teams, you know, the Giants getting Abdul Carter, who's going to be ridiculous. Maybe they drafted their future quarterback in Jackson Dart, who looked really good. You know, Andrew Thomas has to stay healthy, but I think that at least the Giants are moving in the right direction. And I think the Jets are ahead because, number one, schedule's easier. But more importantly, Jets have more talent than the New York Giants do. They've got more talent. And when talent is pushed and prodded and inspired and cajoled and motivated, when those two forces meet, when the talent meets the description that I just used, when that meets, even if there's some early resistance, which I don't think that there was, not with Glenn, doesn't seem to be that way. I think the players, listen, great players want to get coached. Great players don't want some country club atmosphere and want to freaking win. They got a finite window in terms of earning power and carving out NFL legacies. Nobody wants to be shit on every day on the radio and crushed in the papers and crushed on social media. It's not fun. Hell, you know, when people do it with me as a broadcaster, I don't love it. Yeah, you're used to it. You don't really let it bother you that much, but it's not fun. So I don't think they're that different, even though they make a ton more money and they're playing sports for a living. I'm talking sports. It's the same premise, you know? You want to be held to a standard. And the Jets, to me, I don't think that it's unrealistic to expect them to win some games early. I really don't. Steelers favored by 3, 3.5. The Jets, if they enter that week healthy, I think the Jets will win that game. I'm feeling good. But man, oh man, watching Glenn just explode. That was freaking beautiful. It was absolutely glorious. It's everything that we pine for. I mean, it really is. When you think about the essence of whether it's sports talk radio or your text chains or your WhatsApp chains with your buddies or, you know, what you contribute to social media. All right. I mean, sure, if a guy's not playing well, we're going to get on him. But there's just certain things that are non-negotiable. We need certain floor standards. Like, you've got to be engaged. You've got to play with intelligence. You've got to play for the guy next to you. And all those things were missing for the Jets for far too long. So this is step one. Again, not some crazy, you know, pie in the sky, Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the Jets season is not going to be over by October. It's not going to be over by October. I don't think the Giants season is over by October anyway. But the Jets season will be much longer. It will be much more meaningful. And it will be a template of, hopefully, for the future. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Let me bring my guy Evan in, see how he's feeling. You know, we don't always agree. A lot of times we do, because let's face it, when the Jets are absolute shit, it's a contrarian view, even if you want to try.
Yeah. But,
I mean, like I said, Aaron Glenn ain't fucking around.
No, it was awesome seeing him like guys up on the sideline, because it's like good coaches don't want their teams to get penalties, you know? So it's like, you got to coach that out of guys. And if a guy has a healthy amount of fear that if I jump too early and get a flag here, this guy's going to light me up on the sideline, he might not do it as much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, too. And I started to say before, like there's varying degrees of bad penalties. Not every 15-yard penalty is the same. Like, again, the selfish one to get on a highlight reel because you're not dialed in, you missed an assignment, whatever, you're late. And because you're sloppy, that's one thing. But, and he didn't treat every 15-yarder the same, if you noticed.
Yeah.
Then there were 15-yarders where I'm trying to make a play. I was in the right spot. But just maybe because it's week one of the preseason, my spatial awareness wasn't quite where it needs to be. Because for the 2 weeks that we've been practicing, I'm not looking to level my teammate into next week. I'm pulling up. And those things are correctable. So it's a fine line between, you know, unleashing a group of young, physical, hungry men trying to, you know, play with passion and simultaneously reel them in where they're not making the same mistakes. My two biggest issues with Saleh was that, number one, he always made excuses for these guys. And there was never, ever an ounce of accountability. And you just know from one game, from one series, Aaron Glenn's the complete opposite, completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you can be a player's coach in like when you're with them, but yep. you need to show accountability as well. Because I feel like sometimes, especially in today's games, in like really all the sports, like a lot of guys, it's like, nah, let's not do that because that's going to cause a problem in the clubhouse. Where Aaron Glenn's like, I'm trying to win. Like, yep. like, and it's like, at the end of the day, if we're winning, guys aren't going to be mad in the clubhouse because they're going to be like, dude, we might actually break the curse here for once.
I know.
We might actually win. We just signed an extension. I don't want to suck for 5 years. You
yeah, 100%.
Know?
So, you know, and the term player's coach, I think it gets a little hijacked sometimes. When you hear, yeah. hey, it's a player's coach, there's like an element of softness that's attached to yeah. it. Let them get away with stuff. You can be a hard ass like Aaron Glenn's going to be. You can be incredibly demanding and non-negotiable from what you demand of these players. But where I think he's going to be a very effective player's coach is because he played, he's yeah. going to work them hard. They're going to hit during the week, even not every day, but even during the season, they'll do a little bit of hitting. But that inner innate sensibility, like he'll just look at these guys, whether they're stretching or whatever they're doing, and he'll say, just because he's been there, all right, we're looking, they need a day that's a little different, and they're probably expecting me to be full bore because that's what we've been doing for so since day one. Yeah. Now I'm gonna dial it back a little bit and give them a little room to regenerate physically. You know, that's the deviation from the taskmaster, which I think Aaron Glenn's gonna be, but also the knowledge because he lived it of when to say, all right, I get it, I feel it, I see it. I sense it. I smell it. We're going to go a little different direction today, boys. But now tomorrow, when it's back to business, don't fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ability to recognize like what's a bad, like you were saying before, what's a bad penalty where you're going to get on your guy? And then what's a bad, what's like a penalty where it's like, that could go either way, maybe get on the ref. So then the guy can like easily identify like, all right, I screwed up there. He's holding me accountable. I respect the hell out of that. But then also he'll have my back if I do something that I'm in the right and the ref just, you know, completely screws me. So
100%. He's also the kind of guy where, and Salah, you know, he was just awful at this. And so was Gase. Good God. Those two names just drive me insane. Gase more because I liked Salah more, but then at the end, I'm like, just that's enough. Stop.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance. passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But the other thing that Aaron Glenn will do, and this is where you accrue points in the locker room, is if a reporter is going after a player and the reporter doesn't have his X's and O's lined up, Aaron Glenn will check him.
Yeah, and that will be,
I'm not saying he's going to curse him out. He'll contextualize like, no, I'll just take Rich Samini. And it's not a knock at Rich, but Rich, you're wrong. That's not the way it is, man. Trust me. Yeah. That's not what the film's saying. Trust me. And when players hear that and see that, and they're always going to get back to them on social media, it will further embolden them to want to be all in for that guy because they know. I think they already know, but they will truly know he's got our back. He's hard, and he's going to push us, and he's not afraid if there's a camera there to light us up a little bit. We've already seen it. But if we're doing the right thing, he's going to have our back aggressively, and that creates a foxhole. Like a foxhole mentality, this environment that is great. And the other thing too, you know, this notion, and there's a lot of teams around the NFL that do this. I think it was a little less this year. Maybe they're finally getting the memo. You got to be ready to start a season. This bullshit for bad teams with starters not playing. For what? What the hell did you do to deserve? You're playing, dude. We sucked last year.
Yeah. That makes no sense to me. Cause it's also like, I think they were saying the past couple of years, I'm blanking on which exact team it was right now, but they wouldn't start their guys. And then it was the first 3 weeks they would stink every year. And it's like, maybe because you haven't gotten the same track with your guys when you had 3 weeks where it didn't count to get on track with your guys.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's not just a Jet thing. If you look at the way the NFL season, what it's become really. See, back in the day, you know, I don't even mean 30 years ago, but even, you know, mid-ish 2000s, you know, Rex took the Snoopy Bowl very seriously, as we know. Like the Jets and the Giants, Eli as well, they would play into the third quarter. They'd play, and they would be much more prepared to start the season. And, you know, because there's now 17 games and because player safety and protocol and practices and hitting, there's so many more restraints that they're like these insulated test tube bait, like the bubble boy. They don't want anybody to get hurt. I got news for you. You're probably, I don't have data or you know evidence to back this up. It's my opinion that there's probably a greater propensity to get hurt if you're not physically ready to start the season. Like at least if you incrementally, you know, preseason week one, you play two series. And then this week, week two, you play maybe to midway through the, well, actually, I would think they'll play to halftime, I think. Yeah. And then the third one, you know, you do whatever you want. It almost doesn't matter. But now there, you've been ratcheted up enough where when you get to week one and it's for real, that you're not stunned and you're not ill-prepared and physically not prepared to play. But it's been an NFL issue where really the first month of the season has got, that's why betting is impossible in the first month. It's the standings are an absolute, you know, they're flipped early on. So the Patriots beating the Bengals last year, week one,
Bad
Patriots. So I just think that he's looking at this and he's doing it on his terms, where Saleh was kind of conforming to what a lot of his peers were doing and the trends in the NFL. But to shake this team out of the doldrums and to end this 14-year malaise, the longest playoff drought in North American team sports, hey, common sense, you got to shake it up. You got to go back. And they are. And the best way to become comfortable is to be uncomfortable. And then once you're uncomfortable to start, now you become comfortable being uncomfortable. You could be coached hard. You could practice hard. You could be called out a little bit in the media. And you're a little desensitized to it. You're callous to it. So that's what I have seen so far. And to me, it has been a glorious, glorious, like the imagery. Everything that I read about, there's not really one thing that I have not liked so far. Now, I will say this. I'm going to end it with this here. And I'll definitely do something before the Giants game as well and after the Giants game. But I am a little worried about the second receiver. Like I am with Josh Reynolds, kid they took out of Georgia who flies, but you know, Kate, you know, he's been known as somebody with bad hands. I think the old Jets would have gone out for like some superstar name. All right, let's make a crazy trade and let's bring somebody in midseason. I don't think they'll do that. I don't want them to do that. And I'm not even sure if there's anybody to be had, but I do think that Muji with the cut list here, when there'll be a couple of cap casualties, whereas the number two wide receiver can really help the Jets, really make it easier for Garrett Wilson. I think Mason, it sucks that he's got the ankle sprain. I think Mason Taylor is going to be, you know, a seam vertical weapon that the Jets never have a tight end ever. We've already seen them utilize the fullback. So already in a couple of series, you have multiple things on film. You got field scrambling. You got a fullback here. You got shifts. You got eye candy. You got motion. That's just more for the Steelers and everybody else to prepare for rather than the same predictable nonsense. So in a nutshell, I'm pumped, man. I'm not going nuts here. I'm talking about a culture being born. The results, they'll come when they come. I think they'll come quicker than maybe some people think, but it has been a great start to the Aaron Glenn regime, and it's awesome to see. So there you go, episode 31 of the books. Had to scrape off the rust there, Ev, you know? Get back after it. Get loose again. So it's good to be back, man. And it doesn't feel like we missed a beat at all. So if you have anything to comment, which I'm sure you will, drop them below. Obviously, subscribe. Pass it on to Jet fans, not just in New York and New Jersey. You have Jet fans across the country. Let them know on Killable Pod, everywhere you shop. Obviously, Apple, all the podcast homes. Go get it. And this is going to be a consistent run of at least two pods a week, and it is officially the start of the season. So great to be back. Catch me every day on The Fan Monday through Friday with Sal, and I will catch you a couple of days. Get ready for the G-Men. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.